You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Gorst Orchid by Nick Leon featuring Ella Minus. So what I played for you was the second set, which has three different music genres. The first one was a reggae genre that came out of Jamaica in the late 60s, but it wasn't built from just one influence. It pulled from ska, rocksteady, American R&B, and local Jamaican styles that then developed into its own identity from there. And what we just listened to was the second one was dub music, which it uses especially changed things because producers started treating the studio like it's part of its instrument, and it used echo, reverb, remixing in a way that basically shaped a lot of the modern production today. And that second song that we played was on the album Prince Jammy Destroys the Invaders by Roots Radix, which used a combo of reggae, dancehall, and dub music to make a unique sound. And then the third one was from the album A Tropical Entropy by Nick Leon, which featured a Colombian singer, Ella Minus. And it uses a combination of electronic, ambient, deep reggaeton, dembow, Miami percussion, and reggaeton music. So you can actually hear those ideas carry forward into electronic music and club sounds. Nick Leon is a good example of that connection, which mixes Caribbean and Latin music with modern electronic production, and it feels contemporary, but there's a lot of history underneath it. So even though these artists come from different spaces and places, there's a shared thread of ideas moving forward through time. Before we continue, let's go to our public service announcement.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
This is Free Voices at CGSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Okay, next we're going to play our third set of songs. First up is a city pop Japanese song, Call Me by Hitomi Penny Tohiyama. And next up, what we're going to play after that is going to be Afro-electronic music and then Middle Eastern electronic fusion.
ことができたら
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Call Me by Hitomi Penny Tohoyama. Up next for our second one is Good Luck by K-Tronada. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Good Luck by K-Tronada, which was an Afro-electronic hybrid genre. Now for our third piece for the second set of the song, we're going to have an interesting hybrid, which is with Middle Eastern electronic experimental contemporary genre music. And this is from an SFU classmate of mine. Say hello to Iranian-Canadian artist Samira Bani Hashemi, with her piece YVR Yellow Vancouver Rain, which is on SoundCloud if you're all interested in checking it out. Thank you. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was YVR Yellow Vancouver Rain by Samira Bani Hashemi. So, what we have here was three sets of songs played, and we played three of them in our third set. The first one was a city pop song, which is a good example because it was made in Japan in the 70s and 80s, and then kind of disappeared for a while before coming back years later through the internet. People rediscovered it online and gave it a second life completely outside of where it originally came from. And we listened to Hitomi Penny Toyama's Call Me. Up next, we had K-Trenada, which is another example of how global music has become. His sound pulls from so many places, electronic, hip-hop, house, Caribbean rhythms, and it all blends into something that feels very present day. And then, bringing it a bit closer, we had for our third song, Samira Bani Hashemi's track, which connects electronic production with Middle Eastern influences, as well as a contemporary twist. But it also reflects the local Vancouver context, which makes it feel like part of the same global conversation. At this point, music really does come circulating together, and doesn't belong to one place anymore in the same way. But before we can continue further, here's our public service announcement.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Alright, to close it off for our fourth set of songs, we're going to have first JP Meldrum's Shut Eye, which is an experimental global sound.
Thank you.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was First Shut Eye by JP Meldrum. Up next, we're going to have an indigenous indie song, which is with the collaboration of Emilio Wawati, Layla Twenish, and Sayana Yili, which is on their song Sikwan. You're listening to CGSF 9.1 Burnaby, and that was Sikwan by Emilio Wawati, Layla Twenish, and Sayana Lee. Right here we had Indigenous Contemporary Music, which is combining it with indie sound. So, throughout this episode, we moved through a lot of different places, but the main idea is pretty simple. Music travels. It comes through people, through migration, through technology, and through memory. And as it moves, it changes, but it also keeps traces of where it comes from. From Afrobeat to Bossa Nova to Reggae to City Pop, electronic music, and Indigenous contemporary sounds, everything we heard today is part of that same ongoing music movement. Music doesn't really sit still, and that's what makes it really interesting. We're going to play one more public service announcement before we move on to the next topic.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thanks for listening to episode 4 of my show, Sounds Without Borders, How Music Travels Across Cultures. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And for our final song to transition to the next show, we're going to have with you Michael Marion, Glory Box, which uses a free jazz fusion. Have a nice day, and I'll see you next week.